For nearly 6 months, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. But Congress has yet to authorize that air war. Last week in his State of the Union address, President Obama urged lawmakers to act, but Republicans say it's the president who should make the first move. NPR's David Wellner reports.
President Obama told Congress the time has come for a new authorization for the use of military force, also known as an AUMF.
And tonight I call on this Congress to show the world that we are united in this mission by passing a resolution to authorize the use of force against ISIL. We need that authority.
How badly he wants it, says Jack Goldsmith, a Harvard law professor who served in the George W. Bush administration, may be quite another matter.
Historically, presidents who have wanted to get an AUMF have actually sent a draft to Congress and fought for it. And this president keeps saying he wants one, but he hasn't done anything to follow through.
Obama has been relying on two AUMFs signed by George W. Bush for fighting the 9/11 perpetrators and invading Iraq. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest continues to insist the president has all the authority he needs for fighting the Islamic State. The reason Obama wants a new AUMF, says Earnest, is to show that Democrats and Republicans are united behind his strategy. He wants members of both parties to help craft a war resolution. Like most GOP lawmakers, New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte is not interested.
For the Congress to propose what authority we should give the president doesn't seem logical. For the president, as the commander-in-chief, to say, this is why I need this authority and this is what I plan to do with it, that seems to be the proper steps in the process here for foreign policy.
And House Speaker John Boehner, when asked about the president's request for a new AUMF, left it up to Obama.
I would expect the president's going to send an authorization to the Congress. I expect that we will have hearings on that and that we will, in fact, have a debate and a vote on it, at timing yet to be determined.
For California House Democrat Adam Schiff, such GOP deference to the president looks highly suspicious.
It's extraordinarily ironic that this House leadership, which considers the president to be an imperial president who is usurping so much authority from the Congress, is so ready to give the president carte blanche when it comes to making war.
The disagreement over who should go first reflects a deeper divide over just what should be in a new war resolution. One issue is who should be targeted. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says it should not be Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad.
We ought to have an ISIS-specific authorization, and we ought to have an Assad strategy that's separate.
John McCain, the Republican who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, disagrees.
For it to be ISIS only is, of course, ludicrous.
There's also disagreement over the role U.S. troops should play. Chris Murphy is a Democratic senator from Connecticut.
Many of us, myself included, believe that we should learn from the Iraq War and put a prohibition on ground troops. We don't need to send our soldiers to fight this fight on the ground. Republicans seem to want to give the president the ability to fight another land war, ground war in Syria and Iraq.
They do, says South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, because the effort against the Islamic State won't succeed without U.S. ground forces.
Get over the fact that you can do this without an American ground component. It doesn't have to be 100,000.
That may be a moot point for now. Republicans sense little urgency for a new war resolution. Bob Corker is chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Panel.
It's urgent when you know what it is they want. And when they're able to explain a plausible way forward, which they've been unable to do at this point. So when they're able to do that, we're ready to act.
And when that happens, Congress may belatedly start debating a war no one seems eager to own. David Wellner, NPR News.